Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Everyone, my name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and once again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Listen, we're in the month of May now, and I have a phenomenal guest with me. I'm not going to even share her name because you're not going to believe this woman of God. How's that? That is joining me today. This is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners that are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So I graciously thank you for tuning in every Wednesday to listen to this phenomenal show with the phenomenal guest that appears on this show. You will be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. And guess who's getting out of your way right now? I am. So I am going to see if my guest is still here. And if she is, I'm going to ask her to introduce herself. Guest, are you here?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning to the listeners and to the viewers and to you, Dr. Betty. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be able to share and help spread the hope and the message of hope that you're so well at doing. I'm delighted. I'm Alicia, Liverpool. I am a native of Trinidad and Tobago, but I live in St. Martin for the last 30 years. And I am a faith leader devoted to the spiritual success of individuals and the social progress of nations.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for what you do. You know, I tell you, I fell in love with you the first time I heard your name at an awards event that you and I were a part of last month. And,
it's just amazing how God connects, you know, his people.
Yes, yes. And not only that event, but then to get a surprising call to say that, hey, are you available Friday at noon? We're going to go live. And I'm thinking that, okay, we're going live for maybe 10, 20 minutes, but it was over an hour and it was such a I'm thinking it was over an hour and it was so good. It was like,
it was
really good, you know?
And yes, yes, it was. So but that's when you know you were connected to the right people. In the right time, in the right season.
Oh my goodness. Can you elaborate on the award that you received and then that just tell us briefly about that 1 hour conversation, your takeaway from that?
Definitely. That award is the Global Civility Award from the prestigious Change Nations with Dr. Sir Clyde Rivers and Dr. Vernette Joseph. And I met Dr. Clyde over a year ago with a civility program that was conducted by him. And I was privileged to sit at his feet, so to speak, and be mentored by him. So that award represents for me civility. When I think of civility, Dr. Betty, I think of the consistent treatment of others with respect. Yeah. So attaining and achieving and being honored with such an award is important for us who the awardees and the honorees to have that mandate and to have that standard of consistently treating others with dignity, equity, respect for our humankind. Yeah. And coming to that conversation last Friday, that mindset of royalty, my mandate is that royalty, rulership, and representation. So anytime I hear the word royalty, anytime I hear the word rulership, anytime I hear the word representation, it ignites and it causes me to sit up straight.
Yes.
I do believe that we are here and we are on this earth, Dr. Betty, to reign. The Bible tells us that. Not only have we been redeemed by God, but he also esteemed us. Mm. And most times we focus on being redeemed and it ends right there. But there is not a full stop there. There's a comma. If we read the word of God, it says he redeemed us to God and has made us kings and priests. So that's our esteemed status in Christ. And so that royalty, that royal standard in stature as well, is the stature of Christ. And the rulership, we are here to rule. He has put all things in subjection under our feet. And in that he put all things in subjection, he left nothing that is not put under our feet. The word of God says, even though we do not yet see it in Hebrews chapter 2, we have to know, we have come to know and believe that we are the standard that God has esteemed us to. We are seated in heavenly places. There is no battle that can confront us that we cannot overcome. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church that God is building, the church that God intended. We are not just the body of Christ. We are the legislative body. We are the seat of his government on earth. We are the seal of his kingship on earth. He is the king of us as kings. And we rule and we reign righteously, judiciously in this earth.
Where is that, where's the check? Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you, Dr. Betty, I'm sitting up straight right now.
And you got me sitting at the position of attention is what we say in the military. I am at that position as well. You command that as you spoke. You were like, oh, you have to set up what I'm speaking to you right now and listen
yeah,
to what
that,
I'm
saying. That authority is what has been delegated to us. Dr. Betty, we are not functioning of our own accord or in our own strength. Mm. And you alluded to that earlier in your introduction. We are not in our own strength. We cannot overcome a battle of varying degrees because my yes. battles may not be your battles, Dr. Mm-hmm. Betty, but mm-hmm. nonetheless, it's classified and categorized as a battle. So whatever the degree of the battle, someone needs to hear this morning that you do not approach any battle in your own strength. You send Judah first.
That is so powerful.
Because the scepter, which is the symbol of your kingship, shall not depart from Judah. Ooh, that's good right there, Dr. Betty.
I'm stopping you because we weren't supposed to be having Sunday service here today, you all. It just happened to. This is how powerful it is when we get together in royalty.
Honestly. Amen.
Yes. This is it. And the other ladies and gentlemen that are on the platform are going to hate that they're not here today. Oh my gosh, that was so encouraging. Let me ask you, what was your motivation to do what it is that you are doing today?
I am the founder of governing director of LEAD, mm-hmm. which is an acronym for leadership, equipping, in ambassadorship and diplomacy. So I am I believe this is my calling, not just my assignment. I believe your assignment are the projects that you do throughout the calling, mm-hmm. but we are called by God. It's a high calling. It's a heavenly calling. Yeah. It's a holy calling. And what motivated me is to see the proper representation of Christ on earth. I believe the church is the agency. I do not view the church as a religious institution. I see the church as the agency to increase the government of God on earth. And so I'm motivated to help emerging, aspiring, and even practicing diplomats. I refer to us as the diplomatic corps of God on the earth. That's the church. God said, when God said through his son, I will build my church, it was not a physical structure that he was alluding to. It was not a building of brick and mortar. He was talking about us. I will build my church. And yes. this connects with what your program is sharing about overcoming battles. Mm-hmm. You are built and fortified and strengthened and established to stand and withstand any battle that comes your way.
Where have you been?
There is no battle that God, Jesus said it, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail. Do you know why? Because the Bible says, weep not, Dr. Betty, I'm speaking to your listeners as well. Weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed.
Yes.
He has prevailed. I speak to you, Dr. Betty. I speak to myself. I mm-hmm. speak to your listeners and your viewers and everyone who will be privileged to hear this broadcast. You have already prevailed. You just got to walk it out. But you have already prevailed.
Oh, my goodness. We have all prevailed. And that is so powerful. I can't tell you. You know what? I'm going to move on, because there's so much more we need to get out of you. Tell us, what have been some of your setbacks or challenges that you have had to overcome in your journey to develop lead?
Right. I went through a serious battle, severe, I would say, from 2015 to 2018, when my husband was diagnosed with brain cancer, glioblastoma, stage 4 brain cancer. He passed away in December of 2018. But that 3-year period of nurturing, looking after him, nourishing him, caring for him, that was a very challenging moment for me, for varied reasons. And then also in ministry, I'm telling you, Dr. Betty, the will and the to obey God as a female, as a woman in ministry, has its own share of battles. We deal with that gender bias. We deal with the inequity. We see inequity in the church, you know, and it has been a battle to be obedient to God no matter what. My encouragement is, whatever the level of your battle, it is approaching it from your divinity and not your humanity. That is what I have learned. We are spirit, soul, and body. And if we approach situations from our humanity, we will fail. We will worry. But if we approach it from our divinity, because we are human, yes, but we are not only human. I think to say that you are human, you know, we like to use that cliche, well, I'm only human. That is an understatement. That is an insult to the God who created you. You are human, yes, but you are not only human. You are divine. You have the depth of potential of Christ in you. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so if we shift the focus from our mere humanity to our divinity, it has helped me because I am strengthened with might in the inner man. I'm not strengthened in my flesh. I'm strengthened with might in the inner man. And though the outward man may be perishing and we are seeing aging and diminishing, yet the inward man, Dr. Betty, is being renewed day by day. And so that when I approach situations, my thoughts are always, in my humanity, I will worry. In my divinity, I will worship.
Yes. Oh my goodness. How amazing is that? That's a book within itself, honestly.
Yeah. It has helped me to be able that no matter what I see, no matter what I hear, no matter what I feel, because I am not led by my feelings. The goal of our Christianity, the goal of our success is to have spiritual success first, Dr. Betty, before we even have business success or any other kind of success. God is spirit, and God wants us to have spiritual success. Where we are led by the spirit, and we are not led by our feelings, our emotions, our desires. If we are being governed and led by those things, then our usefulness for the master is compromised.
Yes, yes, and yes. I tell you, I have to have you back because we have to have another conversation together.
Certainly.
My mind is like, you know, just to think of everything that you're saying. And I'm like, we need to compartmentalize this for this audience. And I got this for you. And you know what? This right here message is for you. Based on everything that you have just said, I'm looking at the different audience that
certainly
needs to be here.
I'd be delighted, Dr. Betty.
Yes, yes. And now I know you've mentioned a name more than once here today, but who has been your greatest inspiration during this journey? Now you mentioned two people. You have mentioned the Most High and then someone else, but share with us who has been who and what. I already know, you know, some of that, but I want you to still surprise me.
Right. Definitely the governor, the Holy Spirit, who has been my helper. Yeah. Physically in this earth realm, it has been Dr. Cindy Trim.
Yes.
Yeah. In my journey to succeeding, to spiritual success, I should say, and that governance and rulership, it has been Dr. Trim. Yeah. She has helped to shape not only my identity, but my destiny in Christ. Yeah. I sat under Dr. Trim, it was about 10 years ago. She was hosting the Kingdom University in Trinidad, and I flew back to Trinidad, and it was 1 week of immersive training. Intense, Dr. Betty. Yeah. When I tell you intense, it was like from 8 a.m. in the morning to like 8 p.m. in the evening, just on kingdom matters. And I believe that the anointing is not always taught. Sometimes it has to be caught.
Ooh.
and this is why Paul said to us, Dr. Betty, in the book of Timothy, he said, I desire to see you that I may impart a spiritual gift to you. It is not always about information. Sometimes it's about the impartation.
Yes. Yes.
And who you are connected to will depend whether you just receive information or an impartation.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sat with Dr. Trim, I believe I received both. And it has been a successful journey ever since.
I'm done because she's one of my favorites too.
Yeah.
And
I love her mind. I love her mind. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, she is a powerful woman. And I had the honor of being blessed and graced with her presence here in South Carolina when she came to be a part of a women's conference. And just to you know, be in her presence and purchase her books and and get her to autograph them, you know, do photo shoots and all of that, and then to go to some of her courses in Atlanta. So I feel you when you said Cindy Trim, I just got goosebumps all.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Till today, I don't follow her as diligent as in the past. Mm-hmm. But from time to time, Dr. Trim has something that resonates. Mm-hmm. You know, her words resonate deeply with me.
Yes. Twitter every day, getting messages from her on Twitter, you know, they're always powerful. And what a great person to be inspired by, especially as women. We need each other to definitely.
That is so correct.
Yes. And now, what is your definition of I want to say resurrection, because here I was asking, what's your definition of carrying on the legacy? But what is your definition of resurrection? How's that?
Resurrection for me is not an event. I see resurrection as something that occurs daily in my life, because Christ is the resurrection. So when we celebrate, you know, the resurrection, it's we're celebrating him, because he says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. And so that resurrection for me is whatever, when death would reign in our lives through areas that have not yet been surrendered. The Bible says death reigned through Adam to us, even though we did not sin in the likeness of Adam. But it says life reigned through Christ. So just as through one man's disobedience, death reigned, through one man's obedience, life reigns. And so that resurrection for me is wherever death would seek to reign in my life through my ambitions, God's plans for my life, God's will for my life. Every plot, every conspiracy, every confederacy, every lie is the resurrection. The Christ in me, the resurrector, you know, resurrects every plan he has for me. And so I am thankful that Christ is all that and so much more, Dr. Betty, that wherever you see death reigning in your life, mm-hmm. you can invoke the resurrection.
Yes.
And declare life. Amen. Declare life.
To declare life, yes. You know what? Let me ask you, how can listeners connect with you? Because this has been rejuvenating, definitely a resurrection from the beginning of the conversation with you until now.
My pleasure. I'm in the process of building the LEAD website. Again, mm-hmm. that is for leadership equipping in ambassadorship and diplomacy. And you can connect with me via Facebook. That's Alicia M. Jobity, Liverpool. And you can find me there. Until the website is up and running.
Yes, Dr. Alicia, you are like a bowl of fire. You know, let me burn you with some of his greatness.
My pleasure. I'm delighted.
Yes, and listen, this has been that show. Like I said, strong people are not simply born. They level up by sharing their imprints and they create throughout their life journey. That's what Dr. Alicia just did. She has an imprint on her. She has shared with you her mentors or those that she has tethered with to get her to the place where she is today. Not only the one and only our heavenly most high beings, but even those that are here walking around on earth. There are some, each and every one of us have someone that's there that can mentor us, that can inspire us. And I'm telling you, this is the young lady that you need to tether with right now. You know, if you're stuck in a place, don't let it be forever. Reach out to her and her ministry. And I'm going to stay connected to her. I will stay at the hem of her garment, you know. Because strong peoples are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing imprints they generate throughout their life journey. I want to let you know that you don't have to stay stuck. And I'm going to say you can rise above whatever situations you are currently going through by being tethered with the right person. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things that you once thought you couldn't. You know, I just listened to your testimony, Dr. Felicia, with your husband, and I know it had to be challenging. You know, women go through we do some things in life that are so challenging. So I just want to say thank everyone for tuning in today. Thank you, Dr. Alicia, for being here, you know, and answering my call.
You're welcome.
Yes. And do you have a last takeaway? Because this is for, I think my audience is like in the 300,000 or so. But I would love for you, if there's one last takeaway that you would like to share with everyone, because you are so powerful and I so love you.
I love you too. And I thank you for hosting and inviting me to share on your platform. My delight. It really is. Absolutely. My takeaway, the worship of the King and the kingship of his people. Mm-hmm. That formula is the formula for success that has worked in my life. It is a balance between the heavenly and the earthly, the worship of the King and the kingship of his people in the earth. There is no situation, no circumstance, no problem that can override a worshiper of the Most High God and one who will be led by the Spirit and not their feelings.
Wow. There you have it. She will be back. She shall be back. She's going
here.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.